Many invasive species get into the Midwest through the ballast water of ships. Some Great Lakes states are trying to take action against the ships, and environmental groups want the EPA to regulate ballast water discharges under the Clean Water Act. Democrats in the House of Representatives have put language into a Coast Guard spending bill that would require tougher federal controls. The Senate is also looking at an invasive species measure. Corey Westbrook of the National Wildlife Federation says the two congressional efforts have pros and cons.
In short, the things we don't like about the Senate bill is it preempts states' rights to do better, and it preempts the Clean Water Act. The House only preempts states' rights, does not preempt the Clean Water Act. They're silent on it.
Westbrook is glad that the House and Senate versions call for the EPA to set ballast water discharge standards and certify technologies for treating ballast water. EPA Water Division Administrator Benjamin Grumbles says his agency supports more regulation, but says it should come through a reauthorized National Invasive Species Act.
Include a ballast water discharge standard. Have a uniform national framework. Clarify that Clean Water Act permits are not the best and most appropriate vehicle.
Meanwhile, EPA is working on a water discharge permit system for millions of vessels, even as it appeals a recent court ruling against the agency. Lobbyists say some congressional action could come next month, especially on language attached to the Coast Guard bill. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.